This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics will be giving all eligible Australians the opportunity to express their view on whether Australian marriage laws should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. Survey forms will be sent to all eligible Australians on the Commonwealth electoral roll. To participate, you must be enrolled. To enrol, check or update your details, visit the AEC website, search AEC or visit an AEC office. The roll closes Thursday, August 24. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra. Spoken by Jake Downs. Joy sponsor.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
Let's begin with you.
Oh,
you
know, what a nice change.
Me,
not,
yeah,
what a nice change.
You kill
change.
Me, but what you just got back from Snowfields.
I was on Mount Hotham at the Frosty Fruits Gay Ski Weekend.
Was it
a week? Really.
It looked brilliant.
I think this is the best snow that we've ever had.
Right.
It was absolutely wonderful. It was the weather was fantastic. I mean, when we arrived on the first day, it was a blizzard, you know, but it was great. It's so relaxing.
And
it's,
to use ski.
I decided to snowboard. I have skied before.
Wow.
I decided to snowboard. That was not the smartest of moves because I didn't know how.
Right.
And I thought, why not? You've got to challenge yourself.
Yeah.
You're on the mountain. I was terrible.
Oh.
But it was so much fun. And the snow was so good that it was just, it was great. We had such a ball.
Lovely.
We even wore rainbow flags and wore our rainbow flags on the mountain,
that.
Which looked lovely against the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, loved
it. Why were you wearing rainbow flags? I mean, why not? Are you buoyed by this marriage equality?
Well, that is actually where I was heading. So originally it was more, let's do a bit of a fun photo and let's spread a bit of rainbow joy.
Yeah.
And then we kept wearing them around the mountain. And it was, you know what was really interesting? People coming up and talking to us. People, as you're skiing past, I've enrolled to vote, and just saying it.
Great.
Made me so happy, you know? Like, it's not like they have to tell me, but it was so lovely that they were. And it reminded, you know, that just them seeing a rainbow and it is a conversation starter.
Yes.
What was really great is a guy just came up and went, hey, can I ask you a question? I don't understand. Would you have wanted the plebiscite? Like, I see everything in the media and I'm so confused. I'm so very confused and I do not understand what the point is and what the problem is, because everything I'm seeing is telling me a million different things. And we just had a chat about it.
Yeah.
And it made, you know what it made me realise? I mean, I know I've gotten on my soapbox now,
but
I can't help it. But it made me realise there's so much information out there, and the other side of our community who aren't part of this debate or issue, you know, they don't understand what all our objections are. So we need to listen to what their problems are. We need to listen to what questions they're asking so we can answer them properly, because that was the easiest way, just by wearing a rainbow and just by chatting, not you know, forcing someone, here's a vote, yes, this is what you should do, but actually them coming and asking me questions about what it's like and what it means.
Yeah.
I was able to give them really simple answers, because it is really simple. It's
being
about
away,
being
it was
equal.
Difficult though, wasn't it? I mean, being overseas was difficult in the sense of I wanted to be in Melbourne and
yeah.
be involved, because at one point I thought it was going to be it went to Parliament and
yeah.
I thought they were going to vote.
It could have been a free vote that
very
day. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately that wasn't going to be the case.
No. But I should have realised, really.
True. But it is hard when you're away, when you see, you know, we're all so passionate about this. We're all wanting so much to have our rights respected. But the important thing that we should be reminding everyone in the next 24 hours is to make sure that you're enrolled to vote.
Yes.
That's really, really important. Make sure you're enrolled to vote, and not just enrolled, check that your address details are right. The number of people have told me their address details.
Well, if it's the wrong address, then you're not going to get a vote, are you?
Well, this is exactly the point. Like, it's different if you're actually going into an election and lining up somewhere and they've got an away register. But this one, it's coming to you in the mail.
Yeah.
So this is why you've got to not just make sure you're enrolled. If you go, yeah, I am, just check that your details are right.
Look, if you've got any views on this and you're out there listening and you want to add something, this is the Informer. Welcome. And just get, you know, you can send a message.
That's
oh, my God.
God,
I'm so sorry.
But it is, you know, we've got to keep reminding people 24 hours, that's as much time as we've got left to enroll in this.
Yeah, exactly.
You to let your voice be heard in this beautiful thing called democracy.
Oh, God, isn't it exhausting?
It really is.
It really is. And the fact that it's non-binding and non, you know, it's shit, basically.
It is.
How dare they make us go through this? But they are.
But they are.
They are, Blanche. They are. And
and don't forget there's a rally on Saturday as well.
Yeah.
In here in Melbourne.
We haven't got to get all that information out.
We don't. What I do,
quick, the clock stopped.
I do want to lighten the mood just a tad.
All right.
And now, a word from Michael.
Blancmange.
That's all
great.
I wanted.
Yeah, that's great.
Just a little bit of...
Wow.
This month marks 13 years since Australia's Marriage Act was amended to restrict marriage rights to heterosexual couples. Join Equal Love for their annual Marriage Equality Rally, 1 p.m. August 26th at the State Library. Rain, hail or shine, bring your partner, friends, family, pets and unite to support equality. Keep up the fight to demand that all people be treated equally under the law. Bring a creative placard and be in the running to win an Equal Love prize pack, including the new Let Us Put a Ring on It t-shirt. Couples who would like to make a public declaration of their commitment are welcome to take part in the mass illegal wedding to be held at the conclusion of the march. Equal Love will issue marriage certificates to all couples. See equallove.info. Joy is proud to promote this Equal Love event.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.